Stephen Grootes on SAFM.
So sometimes you sort of look at how things are changing, how companies adjust to different market conditions, and I think this is one of the things that's happened. So one of the big banks now is starting what's called a collective buying home loan scheme. In other words, a group of people would be able to buy a property together. Now, normally, if you're going to buy a property, it's in one person's name, maybe a married couple's name, but this is going to allow more than that, and it's F&B. They're going to allow 12 people to buy a property together. The growth lead for F&B Secure Lending is Mfundo Mubaso. Mfundo, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How does this work?
So, Stephen, this allows for up to 12 people to actually buy a property together. If customers do prefer to do it on a digital channel through our NAV Home capability, it will allow them up to 8. So we assess each and every one of the individuals in the arrangement, depending on their own income, household expenses, and their credit profiles. And on the basis of that, we then offer the customers the offering.
Is the contract between each individual and you as the bank, or is the contract between the individuals together, each other, and the bank?
So the mortgage loan agreement would be with each individual, which then means that their names in the individual capacity appears on the title deed, so they have equal ownership of the property, and they are all held accountable and liable by the contract, which means that repayment is actually on each and every one of their names. And to that fact, then, we actually allow for them to actually split the repayment equally, so a debit order can then run in each and every one of them split equally.
So when this happens, then what happens? I mean, the obvious question is, when one person defaults, what happens to everyone else?
So because they're equally and severally liable, the default will actually impact the account, which is jointly held by all the members, which will then impact all the other members as well. But because there's a group and it allows for them to actually cover one another, there is less likelihood of a default because there's more people to actually cover the repayments.
So if Mdu, Stanza, Azelma and myself are in one of these arrangements, right, and I default, Mdu can pay my share?
That's correct. That's correct. So,
and if Mdu can't?
Then perhaps Zama can. Which then spreads the risk. But should the default then eventually take place, it would actually affect all of you, Stephen.
So that means that if I didn't pay in the end, Mdu, Stanza, and Zelma would lose money. They would all default.
That's correct. So the account would then be held in default. But like I said, because there's more of you to actually cover, there's less likelihood of the default actually taking place.
No, sure, I get it. What happens to, so I'm the one who defaults, my credit rating takes a knock, does everybody else's?
Yes, because the account appears on each and every one of your names. If the account defaults, then the default would actually appear in Stephen's name as well as Mdu and Zama's names as well.
It's a fascinating thing. Are you expecting a lot of people to take this up?
Well, if the sentiment from our media coverage is anything to go by, we definitely do think so. What we have actually done is that we went and researched the likelihood of the solution working. It is something that is relevant in the South African context. So if you think about it, Stephen, in the low end of the market, or the affordable housing space, as we call it, people would need it for affordability assistance. A group of people unable to do it on their own join together, and then the capability is there. But if you look at the more affluent sort of sub-customers, they're looking for holiday homes, timeshare, or even a capability where they can actually club together for investment purposes. So we think that this is something that can be availed for different use cases for our customers.
It's fascinating. Shows you how things change in the market. Mfundo Mubaso, thank you. Growth lead for F&B Secure Lending.